Muft is on. The draft answered some questions. Let's see which ones. This is the Cowboys 2026 draft recap. Muft! Welcome back to Muft, your draft class recap for the Dallas Cowboys 2026 haul. 7 picks, 1 through line, defense first, reset, full stop. 5 of the 7 went to the pass defense, 2 first rounders in Caleb Downs at 11 and Malachi Lawrence at 23, a day 2 edge in Jayshon Barham at 92, and 2 more defensive backs and edges on day 3. Jerry Jones said it from the podium and the board confirms it. Between trades and the draft, Dallas added 5 first round defensive bodies that weren't here a year ago. The bones got rebuilt on purpose. The pass defense is the whole show. Start at the top, Dallas allowed plus 130.82 expected points added through the air in 2025, one of the worst marks in football, and Jones was blunt about the cause. Communication, enter Caleb Downs, the Ohio State safety at 11. The line, 68 tackles, 45 solo, 5 tackles for loss, a sack, a pass breakup, isn't the case, the brain is. Brian Schottenheimer described a player who drove the defense at Alabama under Saban and then at Ohio State under 2 different coordinators without missing a beat. Jones called him built to communicate, that's the bet. 11 picks later, Dallas grabbed Central Florida edge Malachi Lawrence and the testing tape sings, a 9.95 relative athletic score, a 0 to 10 grade comparing combine and pro day numbers against every player at the position since 1987. Top half of 1% of every edge ever measured. He produced 2 7 sacks, 5th in his conference, and 11 tackles for loss, 7th. The staff's own comp was that Lawrence does a lot of what OSA does for what we could afford. Day 2 brought Michigan edge Jayshon Barham at 92, 10 tackles for loss, 4 sacks, 4 pass breakups, and an 8.83 relative athletic score, top 12% of edges historically. Schottenheimer named Barham as a player he'd have been heartbroken not to land, citing power, violence, and the ability to play on or off the ball. Day 3 doubled up, Florida corner Devin Moore at 114, a long press and off corner with an 8.54 relative athletic score and 3 pass breakups, and Alabama edge LT Overton at 137. Be honest about Overton, a 2.47 relative athletic score, bottom 25% of edges historically. The bet there is positional versatility along the line, not athletic profile. The offensive line got exactly 1 swing. Penn State tackle Drew Shelton at 112. Shelton brings 34 college starts and an 8.76 relative athletic score, top 13% of tackles. Schottenheimer praised the smooth footwork, the play in space, the feel for angles, and laid out a left tackle competition with Tyler Guyton and Nate Thomas, plus guard and right side versatility. A day 2 athlete on day 3 dropped into a competition rather than handed a job. At receiver, 1 shot, and it's a doozy. Anthony Smith out of East Carolina at 218, the second to last pick of the 7th round, with production that's absurd for the address. Smith caught 64 balls for 1,053 yards and 7 touchdowns, the yardage ranking 2nd in the American Athletic Conference, plus a 45-yard rushing touchdown on his 1 carry. His predicted points added, the college equivalent of NFL expected points added, was plus 51.56 on the season, plus 0.56 per play. His relative athletic score, 9.20, top 8% of receivers historically. Schottenheimer said the quickest path to the field is special teams, and Smith has done it at a high level. For a 7th round flyer, this stack smashed the value chart. Pick of the draft, you can argue Lawrence on the 9.95 in the pass rush projection. You can argue Barham as the day 2 steal, Schottenheimer flagged by name. It's Downs, and the argument isn't ceiling, it's scarcity. Dallas didn't just need a safety. They needed a defensive quarterback to fix the single thing Jones identified as the unit's worst sin a year ago, getting lined up. Safeties who can run a defense at 21 across 2 programs and 3 coordinators don't exist on the open market. You draft them or you don't have one. Jones said the quiet part out loud. If he'd planned on landing this archetype, he'd have given the whole draft away to get there. He didn't have to. The player came to 11. The thing to watch in 2026 is whether the rebuilt secondary and front actually solved the communication problem that gutted the 2025 defense. Dallas spent 5 of 7 picks on that side and now has to coach it up. The offensive investment was a developmental tackle and a special teams receiver, not nothing but not a reshaping. If Christian Parker's new scheme clicks and Downs is the conductor Jones and Schottenheimer described, the math on a 48% third down rate allowed and 35 passing touchdowns surrendered gets a lot friendlier in a hurry. If it doesn't, the offense has to carry a defense with 9 new players and 9 new coaches all at once.
Muffed.
That's the Cowboys 2026 draft class. Two things before you go. One, if you want a weekly recap for the Cowboys when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Cowboys feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster every week, head to muffed.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.